Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
Step 111. Remember the law of polarity and the long hallway with rooms at either end, one with light on, the other with light off. The room with light on is filled with everything God is, while at the other end, the room with light off is empty. We know that if we want something like love, health, abundance, and happiness, we have to be where something is. Indeed, miracles and strength are seen only in light. Step 112. When I accept myself and stand as I was created, as one with everything, my natural resting place is the room with light on, where joy and peace forever abide with me. Step 113. As the image and likeness of God, I am not an ego with a body. I am pure spirit, one self, utilizing a body and an ego. Accepting that as the truth of my being, I am safe from all potential sorrow and strife. Step 114. It is God's will that spirit manifests in form. I choose to agree with God. I am pure spirit. If I alone accept this for myself and for all my brothers and sisters, God's plan for salvation will succeed. Step 115. I was created with the pure consciousness of God. I liken that pure consciousness to a glass of milk. However, when I fill my consciousness with unloving thoughts and behaviors, it is as though I'm filling my glass of milk with raisins. My only function here is forgiveness. My responsibility is to clear the raisins from my glass and return my consciousness to the purity that came directly from God. Giving forth my raisins, or forgiving, I ensure God's plan for salvation. Step 116. Remember, HAPI, happy, is the state of wholeness, and wholeness is the result of the joining of spirit and matter, the condition necessary for the accomplishment of God's will to experience creation, to see sunsets, to smell flowers, to hear music, to taste mangoes, and to feel love. I understand and accept that I am the wholeness that God wills. Indeed, my happiness is God's will. And with that, as with all things, God's will is mine as well. Step 117. Love is the energy that binds all things together. Therefore, love is the energy that guarantees and maintains wholeness. God is love. I am the image and likeness, a perfect download of God. Love is my heritage. I claim it now. Step 118. In truth, everything that God is, I am. I need not strive for anything, for God is everything. And as a child of God, and as a worthy inheritor, that everything is already mine. And no matter what I may tell myself from time to time, that remains the truth. And today, I accept. Step 119. As the image and likeness of God, I am invulnerable. I rest securely in the light, free from all possible harm. According to the law of mentalism, the only way I can be hurt is if I think I can. I choose to forgive myself for thinking that I have ever been separate from God and that I deserve to be punished. Today, I hear and accept that in truth, I am and have always been a sinless son of God. Step 120. As a channel or vehicle, I choose to be still and let God work through me, to use my feet, my hands, and my voice to accomplish the divine plan I took no part in creating. Today, I relinquish all attempts to forward my own agenda and allow God full access to what was willed in the beginning and to who I remain in truth.